Okay, today, if I can find my tab
it's March
here.
20, it's March
there
24th. May 24th.
International Tierra Day. I know you like to wear yours around the Southern when we're down here.
Used to date a girl named Tierra.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Did you pay her in dollar bills?
A bit Bitcoin.
National Wig Out Day. Yep. Wig out.
You wig out pretty regularly, don't you?
I do. In traffic.
Yeah.
Escargo Day.
You like the escargot?
I do. I do. I love my car. Like, go, 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 gadget.
It's snails. It's snails.
I kind of like this show. And then Don't Fry Day. Grill.
I get that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Don't Fry Day. All right.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, this day in sports history, live today from the Southern Steak and Oyster, downtown Nashville. Here we go, Greg. This day, 1967, the AFL grants a franchise to Cincinnati called the Cincinnati what?
The AFL?
Mm-hmm, 1967.
The Bengals?
There we go. Trick question. You got it. Good job, buddy. 1981, the Indy 500 is in controversy when Mario Andretti, who finished second to this guy, is declared the winner because this guy broke a rule during a slowdown period near the end of the race. The decision is later reversed, giving one of the most famous names in racing credit for the victory.
Al Unser.
It's his son.
Oh, Bobby Unser?
Bobby Unser, okay. Yes, for the victory. He's fined $40,000.
But got the win.
They got the win, yep. Let's go on down here.
You know, I've been to the Indianapolis 500 before.
God almighty, nobody cares.
I know.
1992. It's the closest finish ever to Indy 500. Has this guy from a famous family beat Scott Goodyear by 43 thousandths of a second, barely half a car length?
Michael Unser Jr.?
His brother.
Mikey?
Other brother.
Bobby?
Other brother.
Timmy?
Al Unser Jr.
Never heard of him.
Al Unser Jr.
Go ahead.
You do a lot of... Oh, it's that! Look, it's Grace Poe!
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Let me go down some more here. Thank you, sir. 1964, Greg. This Minnesota Twins player hit the longest home run at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium, nearly 500 feet.
What year?
1964.
Harmon Killebrew.
Harmon Killebrew. That's what we used to call you in college. Greg, well, Killebrew. What's that? No, you shut up. It's going down here. Some more.
I didn't know we had three hosts on the show. Me and his two personalities.
All right, let's move on. Celebrity birthdays. That's all we got. There's not much going on in this day in sports history. So it's good. Celebrity birthdays, May 24th. This will be a good one today, man. Because, Greg, I think you won the other day on Monday.
I did?
Yeah, I think you did. All right, first up, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is 77.
76.
78. Greggy. Next up is, don't know this guy. Don't know this guy. John C. Reilly from Step Brothers. Ricky Bobby.
55.
57.
54. Pug's been studying. Dude.
that's what I've been doing.
Go down here. Oh, jazz musician Archie Shepp. Archie Shepp.
55.
61.
82.
I was off.
Comedian Tommy Chong.
73.
81.
81 exactly.
Wow. Good.
2-1, Greg. Radar from MASH. Actor Gary Berghoff.
75.
77.
76. That's a push.
That's a push.
She's on the show tomorrow, right?
Yep. Tomorrow.
Singer Patti LaBelle.
70.
75.
75 exactly. We're tied at 2. Actress Priscilla Presley. Priscilla, how old are you today?
Priscilla is 60. What is that?
60.
75.
74. 60.
She still looks good. I guess that threw me off.
Yeah, well, Nashville native, former Cincinnati Bengal football player, famous songwriter, Mike Reed, who lives here in town.
Great piano player. Mike Reed is 65.
66.
72. Singer Roseanne Cash.
65.
63.
64. Another push.
Bet the bush.
Charlie's up 3-2. This is some good stuff here. Let's see here. Going down. Hold on, people. I guess rock musician Rich Robinson. Is that Chris Robinson's brother for the Black Crowes? I think it is. Today's his birthday.
50.
51.
50 dead on. We are tied at 3. Next one wins. Oh, man. Rapper producer G-Eazy. Greg, that's your new rap name.
G-Eazy. Oh, G-Eazy's 45. What? That's not fake. You can't do that.
You said it like you knew it.
No, I don't know it. I don't know who the hell it is.
29.
He's 30. Charlie at the buzzer.
Adam was trying to help me over here. He's my age.
Too bad. All right, good job, Charlie. All right, Greg, here's your song, man. I need the name of the band.
Name of the band.
It was remade in the 80s by the Power Station. This came out in the 70s.
Is this T-Rex?
Beautiful. Good job, Greg. Good.
NSR. Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Major League in every way with the Atlanta Braves.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.